This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most Bible students are familiar with the Ten Commandments as recorded in Exodus 20. They may not be quite so familiar with the record of these same commandments in Deuteronomy 5, 6 through 21. There are slight variations in the two records, but they are basically the same. The account in Deuteronomy begins with these awesome words: I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 5, 6. A thorough exploration of this verse would require many five-minute lessons, but I shall make a few comments as time allows. For hundreds of years, the ancestors of the Jewish nation had been having fellowship with God Almighty. They knew of His dealings with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. It must have been thrilling, but a little scary, to hear the voice of God from the midst of the fire. Deuteronomy 5, 5. But God was revealing His laws to them to guide them throughout the coming years. He wanted them to know that it was His will and not just the ideas of Moses and Aaron. So He introduced Himself as the Lord your God. But could not Moses and Aaron have invented the Ten Commandments? As a matter of fact, they could not have done so. How could they have performed the mighty miracles which accompanied the giving of the law? The miracles were God's way of authenticating the messengers who received the law and delivered it to the Jewish nation. There was no possibility of deception. When God told the Israelites that it was He who had brought them out of Egypt, from the house of bondage, He was reminding them of all He had done for them in the past. How anyone could forget or fail to appreciate the power and the love of God is beyond our understanding. Most of the people who had actually seen the miracles God had performed were dead. But the generation living at the time of Moses could not have been ignorant of God's gracious acts in delivering them from slavery. That fact should have opened their eyes to whatever God wanted them to know and to do. Incidentally, many of the later prophets often referred to God's delivery of the Jews from Egypt. That was a monumental event in the life of the Israelite people. God's first commandment to the Jewish people was as follows: You shall have no other gods before me. Deuteronomy 5, 7. Did God think the Jews might actually make idols and build altars to those false gods? He knew the temptation every person faces in this respect. He wanted to warn them before the temptation arose. Did the Jews, who had seen so many of God's gracious acts, eventually turn to idolatry? If you have read almost any book in the Old Testament, you know what the answer to that question is. The prophet Jeremiah quotes God as asking him, "Have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister saw it. And it came to pass, through the lightness of her whoredom, that she defiled the land, and committed adultery with stones and stocks." Jeremiah 3, 6 and 7 and 9. Adultery in this context does not refer to sexual sin. It tells of Israel's unfaithfulness to God in forsaking Him and in worshiping idols. Can any behavior be more foolish? The prophet Jeremiah also wrote, "Be astonished, O you heavens, and be horribly afraid, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, which can hold no water." Jeremiah 2, 12 and 13. We are more educated and more sophisticated than were the Jews of ancient times. We would never erect altars to idols and worship those idols. Instead, we make gods of various activities, like watching R-rated and X-rated movies and such like. After all, the Bible says that covetousness is idolatry. Thank you, and may God bless you.